Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, the head of operations of Business Upside. I'm a professor of entrepreneurship and computer science with more than 20 years experience in the field and more than 20,000 students as alumni in corporates, as entrepreneurs in various global corporates across the world. Today, I'll be discussing a very, very interesting topic called GTD, or Getting Things Done. It is an approach we can apply to our day-to-day life for a more stress-free life. The thoughts that I'll be sharing here are based on my expertise and thorough research I have conducted. Everybody wants a stress-free life, isn't it? We come across various approaches by websites, movies, etc., etc. We try to implement them in the recommendations in our daily life, in our daily routine. However, they don't appear to function effectively. However, GTD, or Getting Things Done method, is a very, very effective method I have found to be very effective for my life as well. So I advocate and recommend using the GTD approach, or the Getting Things Done approach. Now, what is GTD approach? The GTD approach actually comprises of five easy steps that can help you manage your mental clutter and help you get things done. So what is GTD? The first is capture. Second is clarify. Third is organize. Fourth is review. And fifth is engage. Let us understand these practices in a detailed manner. First is capture. To keep the mind stress-free, you need to jot down your duties and thoughts or save them digitally. So you need to capture the tasks, subtasks, ideas, appointments, and so on in your either written down on in your digital format as notes or as emails. You can use email or you can use a paper-based file system. That's your choice. So the first step for personal time management process is to capture the ideas, the tasks, subtasks, to-do lists, all the project references, and so on. The second idea in the GTD approach is to clarify. So after populating your to-do lists or inboxes with ideas and chores, you must turn these components into actionable items. Depending on the criteria, for example, if doing a task immediately takes less than 2 minutes, you should, do it. Or if it needs a delegation option or, the prioritizing of tasks. So all these things, right? Remove those components that aren't important or aren't high priority in a professional or a personal setting. The third approach or the third point in the GTD approach is to organize. So for that, you need to organize all the tasks and subtasks in a series. So for example, which would be the next item which can be deferred? In the calendar, you can defer projects, or you can, those which are just due now or just sometime later or during the day. What can be done by the EOD or end of the day, or what can be pushed for a week, 2 weeks, or a month? So it's organized. The fourth approach in the GTD process is to review. Now set aside some time daily and weekly to go over all your lists and arrange your duties to keep your system functioning smoothly. The reviewing process helps you in adapting to changes, refocusing your attention, and determining future steps and reflecting on your workflow. This weekly evaluation has been dubbed an essential factor of success by various experts, okay? You can use various apps like Todoist or Trello or Infinity that helps, to keep your to-do lists in a proper way and prioritize, as well as you can push some lists later in your calendar. The fifth step in the GTD approach is to engage. In this engage stage, you use the four criteria to choose what to do next based on the priority, based on the time available, based on the context, and based on the energy available. For example, if you plan to do complicated chores first, Simple tasks should be saved for low energy hours. For example, in the morning when you're full of energy, you should try to do the complicated things. For example, the evening when the energy is very less, or the end of the day, you should try to do the low energy items, right? Now let's see a real life example. My friend the Thomas, an entrepreneur, has a pretty active mind regarding ideas. He's experimenting with the GTD approach, which is the getting things done approach, and he has to execute some of his good ideas. Thomas believes his finest and most recent idea is a delivery business, right? He conveyed the process to me, and let's comprehend. So first, he said, asked himself, what is it, right? It's a company concept he's thrilled to get started on. Next is it actionable or is it only a thought? So to establish a delivery business, he has to have a set of plan, set of tasks, set of subtasks. So then he needs to prioritize them, right? And then he needs to action them. He immediately determines which task he can complete immediately, like locating nearby competitors, purchasing a delivery truck, calculating business expenditure, and what things can be delegated later, right? Like, you know, getting kind of buying an office, right? He can maybe get started on an office in a kind of a home office in a format, right? So how he proceeded step by step, it worked very well for him. Right. And then I recommend the GTD approach to all of you. It works with me very well. And I'm summarizing the GTD, or the getting things done approach, is of 5 essential steps. Step number 1 is to capture. Step 2 is clarity. Step 3 is organize. Step 4 is review. Step 5 is engage. The getting things done approach is a life changing approach for any professional. And the GTD process, of course, may not be helpful for everyone, but because there are always exceptions, always, you know, some tasks, there might be some tasks which are iterative, or, you know, you may not be able to prioritize. You may not understand, or sometimes some firefighting things. Maybe if you are firefighting something, then, you know, it's not possible to always come up with a task or subtask prior. You may get the task or subtask when you're in the middle of a task. So it might not work in some minor cases, but in most cases, it will work wonders. So thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening to my podcast. And see you next time for another exciting episode of the Business Upside Podcast. Bye for now.